Blog Talk Radio.
Foxy 107 104, the Triangle's only station for R&B and classic soul. Here's my man, Eric Benet, news for you on Foxy 107.1 and 104.3. Foxy presents Anthony Hamilton live in concert. It's just days away. The Soulful Summer Tour with special guests, Eric Benet, Marcus Canty. And it's going down June 8th at the Deepak. I want you, yes you, to keep listening for a chance to win free tickets. Foxy 107.1 and 104.3.
I was stupid, really stupid. Something told me deep inside, better not do it.
Triangle, get ready. You've waited, and now he's here. Back in the Triangle, national recording artist Anthony
Hamilton. Woke up this morning, found a letter that she wrote.
Anthony Hamilton live.
I need to get away.
Saturday night, June 8th at Deepak. It's Anthony Hamilton. Foxy 107-104, the Triangle's only station for today's R&B and classic soul. This is Ty Jones. Ladies, we got tickets to see TGT. Ooh, Lord. And special guest, Fantasia. She really knows what Fed Up is all about. I got some of that on the way, too. And here's R. Kelly. When a woman's fed up, I know about that. On Foxy 107-104.
I'm standing here looking in the mirror.
Hello, 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 and good evening. This is your host, Ty Jones, The Voice. And we have another episode of a wonderful episode. Yeah, you're in store for a treat. Either R&B rock star is going to be in the studio with us today. And to give you a little background on E, he is a native of West Philadelphia, is the world's first R&B hip-hop rock star and proud recipient of the UIMA Urban Indie Music Awards for two consecutive years. Isn't that impressive? The first honor was awarded back in 2004 for DJ of the Year, and the second in 2005 for R&B Artist of the Year. And most recently, E was also the recipient of the Velocity Magazine Award for Best R&B Album for his debut release, The Prelude. He has also taken the top spot in the R&B category in the highly respected industry showcase Faces in the Crowd in his hometown of Philadelphia, and is also a three-time DMV Award nominee featured on the number one music site, SoulTracks.com, as well as receiving national placement on BET's Wrap It Up mixtape campaign, executive produced by radio TV personality Janine Jones and award-winning producer Nate Jolly. He adorns the D.C. metro area with his relentless talent and multifaceted ensemble roles that resound his presence as a breakout star. I could go on and on about this brother, but I want to bring him in and let him tell you a little bit more about himself. So welcome to the studio, E, the rock star. How are you?
Hey, hey, hey. What's up, Ty? How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Better than blessed. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, you know, just taking everything one day at a time. And like you said, you know, just better than blessed. The blessings just keep on coming. So, and this is one of them right here, just being a guest on your show. I'm highly honored.
And I'm honored to have you on the show. So I've been doing a little bit of research on you, my friend. And I like that you seem to just be so on fire with your music right now and super proactive with being so diligent. And you have like a sneaker line out too. Is that right?
Yeah. Just launched a sneaker line actually 2 weeks ago. And the response from it has been absolutely amazing. It's called the Urban Chaos Collection. So I'm very happy about that. A brand new venture that I've always wanted to be a part of. So yeah.
Hopefully, I will be blessed with a pair of sneakers in a men's size 9, and I will be rocking them on social media if he blesses me with
you
a pair. I love red, you know. So
okay.
Thank you. I would love some size 9 in men, and
okay.
That's so hot. Like, yeah, I love that. So let's get into it. Who is E? And I was looking up you, and before you answer that, I noticed that you give tribute to influences such as Marvin Gaye and Michael Jackson, Prince, Mint Condition, D'Angelo R. Kelly, and Mary J. Blige, as well as Lauryn Hill, just to name a few. So who is E? For those that may not know you and just listening to this podcast for the first time and knowing who you are, let's hear from you. What are you all about?
Well, I'm, I'll start up all the music stuff and, the social media stuff. And outside of all that, E is just a mild-mannered, unassuming, humble dude. You know what I mean? I love being around people. As introverted as I am, I still like, being around people, just feeling, the different energies and stuff like that, positive energies, of course. But, just a laid-back dude who loves to entertain people, loves to make people laugh and smile. And I know that all may sound corny and cliche, whatever like that, but like I said, outside of all the music stuff, I'm just a humble dude, very laid-back, very approachable, That's it.
That's what's up. So you have a song out right now. It's available now. They can hear it on SoundCloud and iHeartRadio, Spotify, Deezer, and a few others, Google Play, SoundCloud. Let Your Hair Down. I want to get into that. So I want to play that before we get into it. So let's give them a little taste of Let Your Hair Down, and then you're going to give me a little bit of back history about that. Play it, though, what was the motivation behind Let Your Hair Down?
The motivation behind it, the producer who produced it by the name of Big Dog, Jerome Knapp, all the way out there in Amsterdam. We met on social media. He said, "Yo, I got this track. I'd love for you to hear." He sent it to me. I love the vibe of the song. And I just wrote to the vibe of the record. The vibe is real sexy and stripped down, so I wanted to make sure that my lyrics matched the vibe of the music. So in short, that's how I came up with Let Your Hair Down, just because of the vibe of the music. It was so sensuous and real sexy and stuff. So that's it. We can get more into that after they hear the song. Get more into that.
All right. So you heard it first from the man himself. This is E with Let Your Hair Down, right here on Ty Jones The Voice. That was E with Thick and Curvy, not Let Your Hair Down.
Yeah.
So forgive me for that, guys. Thick and Curvy. I looked up the video. So of course I kind of already understand what's going on. So do you like Thick and Curvy, sister?
Yes, I do. Very much so.
Okay.
Very much so.
I like. Yes, I love your play on words, because I am a fanatic of poetry. One of my favorite movies of all time is Love Jones, of course. And so when you remember that movie, don't you? And I was actually just listening to The Breakfast Club yesterday, and I heard them mentioning that they may be coming out with a part two. And I was like, oh, my God, they need to. And they started talking, and I felt so insulted because they didn't remember how it ended. They're like, no, did they get married? Did they follow? I'm like, no, dude, they were standing in the rain, kissing, and that's how it ended. You know, they made up. So
They almost missed each other. They almost missed each other.
Did they?
In that scene, because, well, I believe that there was a scene where Darius.
Oh, okay. You know what happened?
I know. At the train station.
She was
at the train station.
Oh,
yeah.
No. That wasn't it. You know what happened? She came back from New York, okay?
Right.
And she went to the club where they used to spit poetry, and she wrote him a poem, and she recited it, hoping he would be there.
Right. That's right.
She didn't see him in the crowd, so she read it anyway, and then he came out. Because he was in the audience, he just didn't see him. Right.
Absolutely right.
Okay.
Absolutely right.
So I like Thick and Kirby. I love, you remind me of a combination of Stokely and Raheem Devon. And it's so crazy. In that song, I hear that because I've actually been blessed to meet both of them. I met Stokely back in the day when I worked for Radio 1. I actually was dating his manager for a little bit. It's funny. The way your voice and you flow so smooth with the track that I like that. So who produced that track? Give us a little bit input on the track.
That track was produced by this incredible duo out in Atlanta called Digital Beats. And yeah, they did an amazing job with that record. I'm always on their site. I actually subscribe to their website, and they send me stuff randomly and things of that nature. So that came across my email, and I just really love the sound of the music. Like I said, I'm the type of writer, I write according to the vibe of the track, and I actually had the name Team Thick and Kirby because I write down little titles in my pad and stuff like that. I actually had that name just kind of sitting in the wings. And when that track came across, when I got that track, I just started writing to it, you know, hashtag Team Thick and Kirby. And being as though that, you know, social media is such a prevalent thing right now, I wanted to name it that because, you know, the hashtag craze is real big right now. And I figured, hey, hashtag Team Thick and Kirby. Let's just kind of call the song that and just kind of see where it goes from there. So that's a little bit of a backstory on the track.
And you also have a fondness for Thick and Kirby women, am I right?
Yes, of course, of course, of course.
Okay, so I always am curious because men are so different nowadays with what they like, what they dislike. You know, at one time it was this craze where women had to starve themselves to look like America's top model for a man to like them. Because if you remember, in all the music videos, they used models all the time. So then I noticed this era of thick, stallion-looking women, and it was first introduced to me. I mean, people don't realize, but it was first introduced with Buffy the Body. Do you remember who Buffy the Body is?
Yeah, I remember who she is. Yeah, I do.
So Buffy the Body was my first introduction to, wow, she's thick and brothers, you loved her. That bottom of hers was humongous, you know, and she just was a beautiful sister. But at the same time, I'm actually shocked that that's what men like. And you know, I'm a woman, so I always try to keep my body. I was always a small frame, and then I noticed, you know, I'm in my 40s now, had children, you know, us women get older, and you hear it from brothers to say, yeah, don't lose that behind, and I'm like, oh, God, I don't like all of this back here, but the brothers seem to love it, so that's cute that you named your song Thick and Kirby. So is there a Thick and Kirby in your life right now?
No, there isn't one in my life at the moment.
Okay.
Free and single at the moment, you know, but I'm taking it one day at a time, taking it as it goes. You know what I mean? So, I said it's really funny because the hashtag Team Thick and Curvy, thanks to my partner, Jeannie Jones, when she heard the record, she's such a visionary when it comes to marketing and promoting, and you know, you can kind of throw some things out at her, and she already has a vision for it, like right then and there. So I remember going to L.A. To visit her, and this is when the song was brand new. I hadn't even released it yet. And I said, hey, listen to the song. What do you think? Her and Nate Jolly listened to it, and they were just like, yo, we love it. And then Jeannie said, I got a place where we can pitch this right now. So she kind of helped this song gain the attention of Ann Taylor, the clothing line Ann Taylor. Who else? Who's the other full-figured women's clothing line? Ashley Stewart. Ann Taylor, Ashley Stewart.
Oh, I love Ashley Stewart.
Yeah. Like, so, you know, they kind of got a whiff of the song, and we didn't launch a full-fledged campaign, but they expressed interest in the song. They liked the song. And then this whole thing where the hashtag Team Dick and Kirby actually took on a life of its own. So if you can hashtag, pull up that hashtag right now, I actually own that hashtag.
Do you really?
Yes.
That
everything.
Is awesome. Okay, so let's backtrack. How does a person get ownership of a hashtag? I'm curious. I noticed that I have hashtag Ty Jones, and I have like well over 400 posts that now I mean have to, the minute I type in TIE, it automatically pops up as Ty Jones. You know what I'm saying? So how do you get ownership? Is that it?
That's pretty much it. It's almost like, you know, like you said, you got your hashtag. It's almost like when someone creates one and says, you know, hashtag Black Lives Matter. You know what I mean? So you know,
okay,
when you
gotcha.
Put in Black Lives Matter, you know, everything in correlation with that organization is going to pop up. You
okay,
know
gotcha.
So that's pretty much
gotcha.
What happened with hashtag Team Thick and Curvy. And it was, and I didn't even realize that until my manager brought it to my attention. He said, you know, when you do a Google search on hashtag Team Thick and Curvy, everything.
You know, you need to get that song played in strip clubs, right? You need to get that song played in strip clubs. You know that?
Yeah, it's been playing out here.
I thought about that.
In DC.
Okay. You need to hit up Atlanta, Georgia, because I was just watching this new reality TV show called Beyond the Pole, and there was this woman. Her name is Stormy Wellington. She happens to be an ex stripper. Now she's like successful life coach, you know, all this great stuff, and she's, you know, on the show, and they have all these other women that are, you know, currently in the life of being shippers, and she is giving them like insight on what is your exit strategy. But
right.
When I heard your song, I'm like, yo, that would be fat to be like. I used to live in Atlanta, and I frequented strip clubs because it wasn't that I was into the women. It was more so that's where all the dudes hung out, and Atlanta culture is hanging out at a strip club instead of a nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
So
sometimes,
like friends of mine that smoke cigars, they would host a party at a strip club, you know, and
it
was fun for everyone. And people, that's the scene in Atlanta. So I could hear your music being played there. I really could. At Magic City, you need to hit up Magic City. Let that stuff get played for real.
That's what's up. I'm going to definitely take you up on that. That's what's up.
Yeah, and I'm posting your video on Facebook as we speak for Thick and Curvy, and also letting people know that we're live right now. So I did share that for those that are listening via internet, and I'm able to post while we talk. And we are gaining some good ground with you. I'm getting a great feel for who you are. So tell me about some of your effortless transitions into songwriting and R&B performances. How was that? And how did you get from transitioning to songwriting, but then you also do hip-hop, and then you're a designer? So where does all this influence come from?
Just being around creative individuals, you know what I mean? I always managed to keep myself immersed in this world of people, whether they do music, whether they're actors, actresses, designers, photographers. I always managed to wind up in those sorts of circles. My transition into songwriting, you know, I would have to put that on my aunt Lorraine, who is a dynamite singer. She gives me chills every time she even opens her mouth. She's just so amazing to me, you know what I mean? And, you know, between her and my mother, they've always kind of encouraged me to go that route, you know, into songwriting and things of that nature. So the transition has always been pretty easy. And again, my aunt is the one who's responsible for exposing me to people like Michael Jackson. The moment I saw him was like, okay, that's what I want to do. You know, I don't know how I'm going to get there at this point, but I want to do that. So,
what do you want to do? Will you say you want to do what with that? What are you trying to accomplish?
Everything that he accomplishes, just being a performer, because his performances were just so, you know, so captivating. And I mean, you couldn't take your eyes off this guy. You know what I mean? And I knew that that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be that person that no one could take their eyes off, you know, that could be that captivating individual, that sort of thing. You know what I mean? So, and that's what, you know, how the songwriting came about. I'm like, well, instead of me waiting on other people to write stuff for me, why don't I write about my own experiences and you know, through trial and error, you know, I think starting out as a songwriter, of course, I've written some bad ones, you know, starting out.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but as time goes on, you know, you progress and you become a bit more in tune with who you are as a person and also the people that are around you as well that you may be writing about, that sort of thing. So that's how the transition into songwriting came about.
Okay, cool. And you're a native of Philly, but you're in D.C. currently, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Yep.
Okay. And so with your role as a DJ, seems like you spun at some pretty hot spots in D.C.
Right.
Can you name a few of the spots that you have spun at in D.C.? And is that current? Are you still doing your DJing? Is that part of your lifestyle as well?
Yes, being a DJ is definitely a big part of my lifestyle. That helps me keep my ear to the street, helps me keep my ear to what the wave is. Even though I may not personally follow the wave myself as a songwriter, but you know, for writing for myself, I mean, but writing for other people, that helps me keep my ear to the street as to what's hot. You know, so if someone hits me up about doing a song or collaborating on a record, you know, I'll pretty much know which avenue to go based off of talking with them and getting a beat on what their style is and this, that, and the third. But the DJing is still current. I DJ at a place called Decades, which is a pretty hot retro club. Other places I've DJed at, Heist, which is another big club out in D.C., wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, a few other places. And I also DJed, you know, out of state as well, in Miami and places like that as well. So, you know, doing tours with a gentleman by the name of a hip hop artist by the name of Christopoulos. I do tours with him that enables me to DJ outside of the area as well. So, you know, a lot of places. Did things for Monumental Sports with my man Chris Styles, who helped me out with things of that nature. So just all over the place, just keeping myself really busy and, again, immersed in the creativity of music and in the entertainment industry. So,
awesome. I'm going to take a 5-second or 10, give me 20 seconds. We're going to take a pause for the cause and tell everybody about who we are. So hold 1 second. This is Ty Jones, The Voice. and you are listening to me on Blog Talk Radio, you can call us into the studio, 646-668-2718, or you can log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/LoveJonesTy. In the studio with me tonight, Eve, the R&B rock star, native of West Philadelphia. He's in the studio with us currently. And also, you can follow him on Facebook. You can follow him on Instagram. And I'm going to give E the floor so he can tell you where you can find him. So, E, where can they find you if they want to follow you on your social media platform?
One place they can go. It's like a one-stop shop because, you know, I'm just all over social media. The best place to
right.
look with me on all my social media platforms is my website, which is rnbhiphoprockstar.com. You go there,
awesome.
It puts you in touch with all of my social media stuff. You can just hit those links. I'm right there. You can't miss me. I'm right there.
That's awesome. I actually see the website. And you have an impressive resume of individuals that you even collaborate with, I see. I see that you came out with a Back to You, the EP, and then the Prelude. And notice that you have done some work collaborating with various songwriters like Grammy Award-winning Kelly Nicole, Beyonce, Tamia, Danity Kane, and Michelle Williams. How did those things come about? And because you being an indie artist and collaborating and working with top artists such as this, is that assisting you with your career?
Yes, it is. It very much so. Kelly Nicole, who in turn wrote for all those people, I came into contact with her through, once
mm-hmm.
again, Jeannie Jones. You know, Jeannie Jones
wow.
is a pillar in She's like a media mogul, you know what I mean? And I call her the visionary.
Right.
She's my media partner. You know, she's the one who helped me, you know, forge those relationships with those people, you know, all through her and Nate Jolly. Her and Nate Jolly, they put all that stuff together. So meeting Kelly Nicole and her writing a song for me and me co-writing a song with her was just something, like I said, again, that all came about through Jeannie Jones and Nate Jolly. I couldn't thank them enough. That was just such a dope connection that they put together.
That's so impressive, and it's awesome. I know you must feel good when you get the support from people in the industry because, you know, people definitely throw shade at individuals and say, oh, no, we don't get support. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Brothers don't look out for each other. It's a dog-eat-dog business. But I'd
mm-hmm.
have to say from you, and I hear interviews from other brothers and sisters that are making momentum, so there is a possibility. And what has been your motivation for saying, I'm sticking with this and I'm not throwing in the towel?
Wow, that's a good question. My biggest motivation is I remember an interview a while ago, and it stays with me to this very day, with CL Smooth of Pete Rock and CL Smooth. And
I'm familiar with Pete.
Yeah. Yeah. So CL said this quote, and it stuck with me ever since I heard it. He said,
mm-hmm.
quote unquote, Black people are good at starting things, but have a hard time finishing them.
I agree.
When I heard that, I was like, whoa. You know what I mean?
And
so
I receive what you're saying, brother, and I'd have to say that is super profound. So when you heard mm-hmm. that, you said it stuck with you and it resonated within you. How long ago was that interview? What year was that?
That interview had to been early 2000s, I believe.
Okay.
I think it was just turning.
So that's like 19 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was 19 years ago, and it's stuck with you to this day, huh?
Me to this very day.
I like
and,
that.
And trust, and trust and believe, you know, we all go through things and phases in our life, and we're involved in something and roadblocks come in our way, life happens, this, that, the third, yada, 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 you know, we've all heard it. But with me, with hearing that and knowing that this is what I wanted to do with my life and how I wanted to spend my life, nothing short of God would ever stop me from doing what I need to do and accomplishing the things I need to accomplish. So that's what really motivates me the most to continue going on and not stopping, you know, because I feel as though that if I stop, I don't ever want to say, well, I wonder what would have happened if I would have or I should have, you know what I mean? I'd rather try and fail than not try at all.
Amen.
That's pretty much
Amen.
It. Yeah.
I like that attitude. And you need to have attitudes such as that today, especially being an entrepreneur. And what you're doing is definitely takes that entrepreneurial spirit, because you're working for yourself. And when you're doing things like that, it takes super initiative to pretty much continue, you know, and not give up. And I'm pretty sure you've had your days of when you get tired. You're human, just like anyone else, you know.
Yes, indeed.
But you seem to find your stride.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, you have the song Let Your Hair Down. So I want to let the audience hear that before we continue forward, because I just love the conversation and you're actually a breath of fresh air to talk to. So let's give the audience what they want and let them hear some Let Your Hair Down. How about that?
So.
Let's go to this one then. Hip to You, right? Let's
yep,
play them Hip to You. How about that, E? Let me hear this one. Sorry about the technical difficulties, guys, but let's do this one. You heard it first, right here.
Thought she was hot, right? Yeah.
Todd Jones, the voice.
Joke for you, man.
Guess you had no doubt. Did you ever think that I'd never find out? But I got you now. Caught you in the act. All the things you've done, can't come back from that. Girl, I put you on. Yeah, I made you hot. Put you down with my team. Gave you all that I got. But you done to me. Then excuse it all. Got no time for this. Got better things to do.
R&B rock star. I'm loving the track. It's fire, and the beat
Thank
is
you.
Hot.
Thank
now, who
Thank
is
you.
That? Is actually I like that one a lot.
Thank you.
Because I love the dance. Like that, I'm gonna play that when I go to the gym. I like that beat.
Oh, okay.
And the Thick and Curvy, I loved because it was super sensual. Apologizing for not playing. Let Your Hair Down, but I believe that it didn't load in the studio correctly. So forgive me for that,
okay,
guys. That's Ty's fault. But I will play it on another segment because that's the blessing. It's my show. I can play what I want.
That's
so
right. That's
tell
right.
me what motivated you to do Hip to You. What was that about?
Hip to You, that was produced by my guy named Ra Charm Music, one of the members of the award-winning production duo, The Stereotypes, who, you know, did stuff for Pitbull and a few other people. But Ra Charm came out with this song. And the moment I heard it, once again, Ty, I always got to reiterate this. Every time I hear a track, a mood just hits me. So this song was just so aggressive and just so hard hitting. Yeah, that the lyrics just kind of just flowed outside that. It's not, the song isn't about anyone in particular, but
really,
you know, I think yes, it's really not based on, you know, because I wasn't really going through anything personally at the time when this song came
so
my way.
I'm gonna ask you, do you mind if we play it to its entirety so we can dissect it?
I don't mind at all. I don't mind at all. All
right, let's get into it. Let's play it again. Let's go. This is Ty Jones, The Voice, E to R&B rock star with Hip to You. Let's go.
Thought you was hot, right? Yeah, I know. Joke for you, ma.
Go. Guess you had no doubt. Did you ever think that I'd never find out? But I got you now. Caught you in the act. All the things you've done, can't come back from that. Girl, I put you on. Yeah, I made you hot. Put you down with my team. Gave you all that I got. What you done to me? Then excuse it for. Got no time for this. Got better things to do. Oh yeah. I had a feeling there was something going on, but I just couldn't prove it. So many chances, and I kept asking you if something's going on, and you kept saying no. Through all your scheming and lies, you're incapable of telling the truth. Yes, I'm the illest motherfucker alive. You never get nothing over for me. I'm hip to you, cause 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 I'm hip to you. Now explain to me what this is all about. You were turning me on to try to turn me out. All the time we spent, it was all the waste. Thought you were ride or die, guess that wasn't the case. Had to find the things, what more could you want? Even have my love, guess that wasn't enough. Who f***ed you with, all up in my whip. Must have bumped your head, so through with you right now. Yeah. I knew there was something going on, but I just couldn't prove it. And if you didn't want to be again, and all you had to do was say so. You're incapable of telling the truth, yeah. You never get nothing over, homie. I'm hip to you, cause I'm hip to you, cause I'm hip to you, yes, I'm hip to you, cause I'm hip to you, yes, I'm hip to you, yes, I'm hip to you, yes, I'm hip to you. Whoever thought we started out so warm would end up so cold, so confusing. I thought I found a love like I never known, yeah. But the fact remains, you were running games, playing game with my heart, with my right heart. From the start, telling lies to me, thought I couldn't see. My words said it's gone, now come back to you sometimes. Move around the feeling alive, you're incapable of telling the truth.
So I'm letting it play out. We're going to talk over the track as it ends. E, the R&B rock star, Hip to You. That is super dope.
Yeah.
I like it. And you said,
you
just told me, you told me that you had no one in mind when you did that.
Yeah, there was no one really in particular I was writing about when I did that. I just wrote to the aggressiveness of the track. Like, I didn't really picture any like lovey-dovey type of lyrical content
so
over a track.
So you didn't have
like
no ex, there was no ex in your mind, like, yo, this person, like, you ain't got to drop names, but, you know, every artist has a motivation, a diss track, a teary-eyed song, a baby-making song, and somebody was their muse. So no muse for this song?
No particular muse for this one, oddly enough.
Okay.
None at all. Ty is like, yeah, okay,
but
whatever,
it's so
dude.
Relevant.
What
no, it's cool. I gotta take you for your word, because I know we grown. We can say what we want nowadays, you know. But the track is hot. It's so relevant to what's happening in today's life. So I like that. It's a song that people could relate to, and I think we've all had our fair share of, you know, you got played or you hit with somebody, maybe they do it a certain way. So I like that one. I like that one. Helped you produce that track? Was it you solo or who worked with you on the track?
Well, the producer is Ra Charm, and he is one of the members of the production duo, award-winning production duo called Stereotypes. They do a lot of R&B pop stuff. They produce stuff for Major Lazer, Pitbull, people of that nature. So I wrote to it, and this is what came out of it. Hip to You is what came out of it. So yeah,
I like it. I like Hip to You.
Thank you.
So I'm gonna bring you into some latest gossip. So this is not gossip, guys, but this is some latest news, and let's get into it. I want to hear your opinion about this, E. I always bring in my guests and ask them their opinion. So you familiar with what's going on with R. Kelly. So this is some latest news. As of today, an exclusive from TMZ, R. Kelly wants to change up his legal team by bringing on one of the most powerful, successful criminal defense attorneys in the country. He's actually taking... he has retained Tom Mesereau, who won Michael Jackson's molestation case. And TMZ dropped this exclusive at 7:49 tonight, this morning. Sources with this case tell TMZ Mesereau is in Chicago right now, meeting with R. Kelly, who is charged with various sex crimes in four different jurisdictions, Illinois State, Illinois Federal, New York Federal, and Minnesota State. Raed Shalabi, one of R. Kelly's current attorneys, accompanied Mesereau into the jail to meet with Kelly behind bars. In case you don't know, Mesereau has worked miracles in the courtroom. He got Michael Jackson acquitted of his molestation charges back in 2005 and got Robert Blake acquitted of murdering his wife also back in 2005. So we're told Mesereau has not, I know, right? So we're told that Mesereau signed on, but that's the plan. And if he does, he will leave the attorney and possibly the sole attorney representing Kelly. The big question, though, how's Kelly paying his legal and other bills? As you know, he struggled to pay child support and was even jailed for a time before someone footed the bill. Kelly is currently behind bars without bail, awaiting trial on 7 dozen sex abuse charges. 7 dozen. That's 7 times 12. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Several dozen. Okay, so let's say this. I'm asking you, and this is just, we talking grown folk, R. Kelly, representation. What's your thought?
I think that's a pretty big move on his part, being, you know, the track record of the defense attorney that he's getting.
What
a major
do you
move
feel about
part.
It? Mm-hmm. Like it's a major move, yes. But what are your personal feelings regarding this amazing? You know, he's a pianist and he's produced beautiful songs. I Believe I Can Fly and so many others that were super inspiring, and people play them in church and graduations, reunions, you know what I mean?
Do
you feel when that documentary was released that his reputation was tarnished? And do you feel that he deserves to be, you know, acquitted? Or do you feel like this man deserves to serve some time? What's your viewpoint?
My viewpoint is this. As long as they have credible evidence, none of this you know, accusations, alleged nonsense. I'm talking about concrete debt to write. Your ass ain't getting out of this nonsense. Evidence against him, then definitely he should go to jail. But if
really
coming to that courtroom,
really
yes, yes. But if you, but if they walk into that courtroom during this trial and the people who are trying to put him away don't have their stuff together, because remember, the one guy who
because you
came
know
on,
he got
we,
you remember wait a minute you remember the Sparkle's niece. He
yeah,
was supposed
yeah.
to go to jail for that. The reason why he got acquitted back then is because, you know, her parents and
mm-hmm.
even the child, they lied on
right.
the stand.
Right. See, there can't be none of that. None of it. Like nothing. Like everyone, if you're gonna go against them, you need to go against them. Don't waver. Don't, you know what I'm saying? None of that him and hawing around, because what's gonna happen is, if you do that, there's a high probability, being as though he's getting this guy now to defend him, he could very well get off again.
I mean,
you
come on,
I mean?
It ain't very well. If this man, if Michael Jackson had evidence against him, these people say that, you know, he was giving them alcohol and they were sleeping in his bed. He paid off one of the parents' tennis bracelets and money, and they let him sleep in their child's room for a month. Okay? A month.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what decent parent allows a grown man, even if he is a mega star, and yes, we do it all adore Michael. Allows a grown man to sleep in their child's room for a month, but hey,
yeah, well,
you know,
I mean, but you and I both know that whole thing with Michael and all that was purely, and even the parents, even when he got acquitted, even some of the parents came forth and said, yeah, we lied. It was for money. We wanted
and
his
I
money.
Adore.
He was around our
yes.
kids, and we looked at it as, oh well, shit, he's around our kids. We can spin this, and that's
we're gonna
exactly
make money off.
They
yeah,
did.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So
in
R. Kelly's case, if there's any of that craziness going on, then he could
mm-hmm.
walk away. He could walk away scot free. But if everything
and
that they're saying
and,
is
okay,
true,
so you say okay. So if you say he can walk away, and if he walks away scot free, what's your thought on that? If he gets off
scot free,
do you think he's going to go back to resorting to some of the things he was already doing?
You know what? let's take it back.
Now,
from
okay,
the
you know what? Let's say this. I'll give you my viewpoint and tell you what I think.
Okay.
I don't think R. Kelly should go to jail. I don't. And I actually know, and it's so crazy, I actually know R. Kelly's sister. And she lived in North Carolina. And I will not disclose her name, but she's very close to me, and we're actually good friends. And
mm-hmm.
And I'm not biased to it because of that at all. I was surprised because
mm-hmm.
she just recently found out about that relationship. She thought he was her cousin for all these years. And then it came out that he's not your cousin, he's your brother. You know, his
oh, wow.
dad was a Rolling Stone, you know what I'm saying? And they
mm-hmm.
lived in separate homes and they all always saw each other. But my point is this.
Mm-hmm.
She loves her brother and she understands he has some issues. So
mm-hmm.
I hear, and people don't understand, yes, these are artists and entertainers, and he's amazingly talented, but this man was molested as a child, trauma, never was treated for those things. You give some person money, power, influence, then they're demons. Their demons are going to come out. And I'm not
mm-hmm.
condoning anything he did, but I'm saying, why don't they just put him in an institution where he can, you know, for the duration, if they wanted to charge him for these years in prison, why don't they just stick him in an institution where he can get counseling and therapy and be on medication to help with his pedophilia and his mental illness and all of the things that are causing havoc in his life. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. I feel you. Understand.
That's my opinion, because locking the key and putting someone in and incarcerating them, to me, when they're like that, it's doing, you're not serving a purpose. I get it. People are angered, and this was their kids. I'm not saying let him out to society, but I feel like if he's going to have to serve time, that's how I feel he should serve his time. Even when it came to Bill Cosby, people turned their back on Bill the minute he was incarcerated. And that was a power move. Bill was trying to purchase NBC.
Yeah, he was.
You know what I'm saying? So he became the martyr. And that's a shame. What do you think? What are your thoughts on that? What I just said. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I think if he does get acquitted, because, you know, again, it's, people may not want to hear this, but it's a higher probability. I mean, I've always said this. I've always said that about R. Kelly, because me on the outside looking in, I still haven't seen the hardcore proof, the evidence that these things were going on. I still haven't seen it. I've heard about it. You know, I mean, we've heard about it, you know, even back when.
I mean,
the first time
I saw the sex tape when it was leaked, when he was peeing on the girl. He peed in her mouth.
Right.
He peed on her. You know, that was a
and,
young girl.
But again, why did he get off from that? I mean, just with that alone, that should have been evidence enough to lock him away, right or wrong.
Oh, I agree, but when you have legal systems, right? He still got off. And hey, so with that said, you are in this industry and you are an artist in the industry and you are working your way through this industry. Have you ever propositioned awkward situations where you're just like, not me?
No, I've been in situations where I knew that this is going to go left real quick. as tipping as a proposition may have been, you know, you kind of got to just kind of use your common sense and be like, nah, you know, one few moments of fun and all this other stuff could lead to a lifetime of all of this craziness. And I'm not even trying to go down that road, you know. And it's so unfortunate for R. Kelly, because he is such a talented individual and this, that, and the third. In my opinion, from the first time that happened, if I was him, I would have just totally toned down. First, I would have gotten rid of the circle of people I was rocking with. That's number one. Okay.
So you got, but this is the thing. This is the thing. And I'm going to be devil's advocate, okay? If I got a crew of people, I got a shitload of money, and I have people that have my back that cover up everything I do, why would I stop? You know, and I think that's his mentality, because he tried to validate himself by putting out a 19-minute song on YouTube called I Did It. You know,
right before
that documentary was released. And he admitted on the song things he did. He admitted to being illiterate. He admitted to being broke. He admitted to certain things. And that's an artist, in my opinion, crying out for help. The nervous, the breakdown he had when Gail interviewed him was scary, because you're sitting with this big, huge, tall man, and he gets up and she's sitting. So it's like, that's an authoritative stance by standing over a woman and then getting loud and raising your voice at her. And she's just a journalist, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So when
mm-hmm.
you see this kind of behavior, in my opinion, mental illness is running rampant, not only in the Black community, but in so many people, that this man, to me, he has some serious issues and he needs help. I don't think they should lock away him. I don't think so. That's my feeling on it. And
It's going to be interesting to see, Ty, you know, these next few months coming up, now that he's, like you said, TMZ reported he's switching his legal team and everything. It's going to be interesting to see.
In my opinion, if when they switched it, I feel like you. I believe he's going to get off.
I'll say this. If he walks away, I think R. Kelly And if anyone's listening to this, people who know RK, whoever, I think if he's able to be acquitted of this, he needs to just, in my opinion, he just needs to just disappear. Disappear to the point where you stay away from those tempting vices that put you in this situation in the first place. Because this will be twice now. You know what I mean? Two very close calls. Because, like I said,
he should have been locked away.
Exactly right. Absolutely. So if he does have walk away from this, if he does happen to walk away from, and like you, just piggybacking off of what you said, you know, I hope he gets the help that he needs. He needs to do something. This brother, stay out of the limelight of the music business. I mean, hey, if you want to write songs for other people, do that. If you want to do that, but don't do anything that's going to enable you. That's going to require you to travel around and be around.
Just don't have enablers around you. Don't have an entourage of enablers.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so you got to remember, this is difficult to say, because you're an artist, E. You're an artist. And how do you balance E, who's, I won't give out your real name, but E, my everyday guy that, you know, you cook, you clean, you do your own thing, as opposed to E, the DJ, the artist, how do you find balance? Where is your balance? Because
my balance is, I just keep the type of people that I have around me are straight shooters from top to bottom. I mean, I'm with a manager who I've been with for the past 15 years. And I've been approached by plenty of other managers. Oh, I could do better than him for you, blah, 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 blah. But the energy between me and those people, it just wasn't right. This guy, Enrique Lopez, is my manager. As a matter of fact, this guy here makes sure that I steer clear of all these crazy things that comes my way. And that's just one person. I have quite a few other people. You know, my sisters are another one. My sisters will tell me right to my face, hey, you ain't it. You know what I mean?
Thank God for sisters, right?
Yeah, thank God for sisters.
Yeah, are they older or younger? They're younger than me.
Oh, but you would swear I was the baby of the bunch because of the way they're pretty protective.
I like that.
To a degree, you know what I mean.
And how many sisters do you have?
Two. Two sisters.
Nice.
Two.
Now, are they in D.C. as well?
Yes, they are. They are.
Cool.
And this is the first time we've actually all been together in the same place at one time for the longest time. So it's a huge thrill for me to have them around me like that, because we've been spread out for such a long time. But now we're back in one area again.
Oh, I like that, E. I like that you have family support and you're in a city that's super hot and a lot going on in D.C. You have anything coming up to tell my listeners? Any shows, performances, anything coming up?
Yes, I have a brand new project coming up, an EP entitled Rise of an Artist.
Awesome.
It's going to include the song hashtag Team Thick and Curvy and a few other songs that I know you guys are going to absolutely love. Again, I can't even thank her enough. Shouts to my girl Jeannie Jones for helping me put this whole project together. Nate Jolly, Noble Jolly, his brother, my man, Nick Wells, who helped write a few songs for me. My girl Asia Major, who's a phenomenal. I'm going to have to send you her information because you got to get her on your show. She's such a phenomenal.
Yeah, and you know what? I want you to, if you get her, I want you to come back with her so we can have a party in the studio and hear some dope music. When you come up
that
with
would
the
be
next
amazing.
Track, you definitely. Yeah, let's do it. And we're going to head out, E. And I want to thank you for being a guest on Ty Jones The Voice today. And
thank you for having me.
If you had. Oh, thank you for coming. Brief 5 seconds, give us your final thoughts. My final thoughts for tonight, God is good, people. Embrace what is happening in your life currently, but always know it's temporary and get through it. because God is always in your presence. What would you have to say to our listeners tonight?
I would tell everyone to just keep positive people and positive energies in your life at all times. That way, there's nothing in this world that you cannot accomplish through constant support and constant genuine motivation.
I love that, E. Thank you for being on my show, and we will continue to keep in touch. This is E, the rock star. Follow him on his website, and you will find this show at the end of our cast. And I would love for you to follow him on Facebook, Instagram, and go to his website. The show will be available right after we end, and you can click on the link on Facebook to listen to this archived episode. Thank you for your presence, E, and I'm going to
Thank
take
you.
Us out of here. Will you want them to hear the Thick and Curvy or Hip to You to head us out?
Let's hit them with that Hip to You one more time. Let's do it.
All right, so we're going to head out of here, people, and we're going to listen to the sounds of E, Hip to You, as we end this segment. This is Ty Jones, the voice, along with E, the R&B rock star, and we thank you, and you have a blessed night. Here we go, E, Hip to You, right here on Ty Jones, the voice.
Good night. Peace and blessings.